Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Mikuti from the 49th Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm joined by filmmaker Boris Poliak, who's presenting his wonderful documentary, Autofocus. So thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for the invite.
All right, so a very fascinating documentary. Like I said, I saw it yesterday and I loved it. But would you like to tell us a little bit about the subject?
Okay, my profession is cinematographer, and I'll tell something about idea of the film. I live in Split on the Croatia coast, and there are a lot of tourists like here in Karlovy Vary, and because my profession, I always when I walking through the street, I saw the many tourists who making the picture. And I'm curious what they are shooting, and I saw that for them it is not so much interesting the monuments and everything. They are interesting mostly for themselves, you know.
Selfie.
Yes, selfie. Yes. Now it's very popular, selfie. But yeah, before 4 years, it was not so popular like now. Yeah. And I decided to try to make the film about it, and I chose the location, which is not in my town. It is near Zadar. It is one hill with a little church from the 12th century. It is very important for the Croatia history. Mm-hmm. And there are no people there, just a little hill, church on the and one tree with the church. I choose because I have I had the space for that without anybody who can be aware, and yes, and I decided to shoot it. Yeah,
it's such a fascinating 21st century like portrait of the culture of tourism and the culture of the selfie, and it's so great to see like that there's multiple nationalities there, and they're all behaving in the same way more or less.
Yes, yes, of course. Yesterday, some men in the theater asked me what I did expect about the shooting, because it was adventure on such way. I prepare. I decide to shoot the film. 1 year before, I make one filming that. And then I see the materials. I said, okay, it is there is the sense for the make the film. Yeah.
How long did you shoot for?
We shoot 10 days.
10 days.
10 days, and I was far away from the hill because the tourist can see me. Mm. I didn't hiden. Oh. It wasn't hiding camera, but I was in the field with mosquitoes, and it was not so so nice.
They didn't know
not
what you were doing.
Yeah, and they didn't know. Yeah, what they're doing. And challenge is the make a good sound, you know.
Yes,
yes. Because the church is alone there, and we have to put something somewhere, microphones that the tourists can see it. And we put 7 mics in the windows, in the door, in the bushes, in the tree, everywhere we can. And it was, and the sound director was in the church, you know, with the headphones, and mixed the tone.
No wonder the church was closed. Were you ever caught?
Yes, somebody also asked me why the church is closed. I don't know why it's closed. I think that is a government or something. Somewhere decided it will be closed, and our tourists, the first, why it's closed, trying to open the door. But yes, but it is interesting. The what is interesting for me, that people stay under the closed door, but closed door are wooden new, it is not something, but the people say that and make the picture behind the door.
I love the bit where like the man is posing with his kid. He's like, oh, pose this way. Oh, yeah, yeah. Look at me. But so much fun. So we have to talk about the technical side. You're a cinematographer by trade, and you've directed this film. The camera moves very little, and you're actually in the same position the whole time.
Yes. The camera is always the same. Is always on the same position, but fixed on the same position, and every frame is filmed from that position. It wasn't easy to decide it. I had a good experience in experimental film.
Yeah.
And there is one film from Split, from author Ivan Martinez, who is died, and he made one very famous in Croatia and ex-Yugoslavia film, experimental film, which name is Focus, you know. And my film is on the same way, is homage on that film, but now it is different meanings about film, you know, but it's my homage to him and that film.
Obviously that film will be shot in film. This being autofocus, is there another meaning for the word autofocus being the title?
Yes. Autofocus is a technical term which there is on the camera and you know, and it means that the camera can't shoot alone without a cinematographer, you know.
Yes.
It happens for the amateurs, you know.
Yes.
And yes.
You put that set on, take pictures of everything.
Yeah, you just click and the picture was good. Yeah. Yes, that is one meaning, and another is the homage Martinez, focus, autofocus. Also it is the metaphorical title, because it means that the people who makes the picture, that they are to work to themselves, they don't like so much about it, monumental. You know, they focused on themselves.
Autofocus on me.
Yes.
Posted on Facebook and Twitter, everything else is a detail.
Exactly.
So now that you have directed this film, is there any other future projects that you would like to develop in the next one?
Yes, there are a lot of projects like cinematographer, but also I work on my new documentary film.
Okay.
Yeah, I started. Filmed it last summer, and now I got some money of
here and there.
and now I finished this summer when I came back from Karlovy Vary. I started the filming.
Yeah. Top secret, or can you tell us what it's about?
It is not top secret. It is the same style of like this film. It's observer film, you know. It is my position. I like to look what happened. Yeah. And I can say it is not it is not a secret. There are main beach in the Split with a sand beach, and in the early in the morning in sunrise. All people coming there and just walking to the sea because for health, you know. But in the same time, there are a lot of clubs around the beaches, and young people come from the clubs in the morning and drunk at the sleep on the beach. And for me, it's very interesting.
Fascinating contrast.
Yes. And film is about it. But the main things what I want is all people who just walking, no swimming, just walking.
I can't wait for it. I can't wait to see it. So we'll be talking about that film next.
Yes, I don't know. Yes, I hope.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.